You're listening to Real World News. Resisting neoliberalism.
This was one of the companies denounced in latest Permanent People's Tribunal. On that occasion, the testimonies given by fishermen of Brazilian Bay Sepetiba had an impact on all the people present. We are here to denounce the massacre and environmental destruction carried out by German company ThyssenKrupp, stated fisherman Luis Carlos da Silva. He has been working in that area of Rio de Janeiro state for 40 years. And the denunciation campaign to avoid the displacement of 8,000 fisher workers continues. Approximately 150 social organizations from Brazil submitted yesterday a letter to the Public Ministry of Rio de Janeiro to support the fishermen affected. The letter includes the denunciation of death threats suffered by the fishermen of the region who organized themselves to stop the iron and steel project. We want these threats to be investigated by the relevant authorities. ThyssenKrupp has been breaking several Brazilian laws, stated Sandra Quintela from the Institute of Alternative Policies from the Southern Cone to news site Adital. The groups of fishermen estimate that there are approximately 43,000 people affected by the activity of the conglomerate Atlantic Iron and Steel Company, made up by the German company and the privatized Vale do Rio Doce company. Since the dredging works began in 2006 in Sepetiba Bay, fishermen had been affected due to the disappearance of species like meager, sea bass, and shrimp. The place chosen by the German corporation to build a private port is located where these species spawn, which ensures the reproduction and, as a consequence, the food sovereignty of the region. ThyssenKrupp project, aimed at steel export, is financed by the State National Bank of Economic and Social Development. The letter in rejection written by the social movements was also submitted to Luciano Coutinho, president of the bank.
You're listening to Real World News.